Alan Cable Show with Alan Gate and Matt in the Morning.
Mix 97.1.
80s.
90s.
Now.
Oh, the ground.
Not since the invention and discovery of gravity has an amazing announcement like this one come. Just wait till next. We're going to tell you what the city of Columbus is planning to do for you. It's amazing. Mix 97.1, 80s, 90s now. The Alan Cable Show with Kate and Matt at 611.
Can we forget?
Win your share of over $100,000.
Just know the Mix 97.1 free money song.
Free money song.
617, the Alan Cable Show with Kate and Matt on Mix 97.1, 80s, 90s. Now, it's New Year Thursday. Got to get to work on Hondros College Scholarship to give away. And Angie Gear making history, becoming the first person in America to join the new Kirstie Alley weight loss program. It's very cool. She has the 800 number to Kirstie Alley's house, and whenever she decides she needs to eat something, she calls that number. Kirstie rushes right over and eats it first. That's how it works.
That's cool.
New weight loss program, and it's called, she's named it the Last Food Standing. That's what it's called.
Nice.
It's a win-win for everyone, yes. Isn't it? Everybody wins.
It's 818 at Mix 97.1.
Mix 97.1 traffic.
As we get you going again on this, I'm Angie Gear on Mix 97.1, 80s, 90s now.
And after the Kirstie Alley weight loss program, Angie's going to start taking the Lindsay Lohan sobriety program.
Oh, cool.
And she'll move into the Paris Hilton abstinence pledge.
Oh.
Taking later on this morning.
It's nice. Like a new you for her.
It is. Yay me.
We're going to rebuild you, Angie. We have the technology.
Oh,
we have the knowledge.
Gosh. Wow.
Thank you.
Well, Hondros College, I've got my right here bullet points for the new
bullet
you.
Points.
And let's see if Hondros College stands up to the scrutiny, the scholarship. Are you ready for the scrutiny?
Always.
Help people find, redefine, and free themselves. Yes, the Hondros College Scholarship definitely
yeah.
passes that test.
Yep. Yeah.
To discover the hidden power within to do anything. Yes, it does. That the Hondros College Scholarship will certainly do that, right? To go from dependence to independence, perhaps the most important thing about the new you, which the Hondros College Scholarship definitely accomplishes, is to give you independence. Provide you the tools to succeed, realize a dream or goal, just out of reach or given up on. That's another new you credo, and the Hondros College Scholarship definitely does that. And we've got one to give away. We will elaborate further, but first, it's history. Are you ready for monumental historical news?
Sure.
Lay it
on
me.
Let me tell you about what your city is doing for you.
What is it?
Central Ohio. Listen to this. The city, it says right here, stop and go no more. The city of Columbus wants to improve traffic flow by synchronizing signals with neighboring towns.
Hey!
Now, okay, theoretically, the city says right now that if you're downtown, traffic moves smoothly southbound on 3rd Street in the evening rush hour, as all signals are green from Nationwide Boulevard to Broad Street. That's what it says, right? Theoretically, if you were a driver in a vehicle traveling at or just below the speed limit, you could get from Chestnut Street to Livingston Avenue without hitting a red light.
Huh.
Now, here's the picture of what's actually happening.
Gridlock.
And as you can see, the cars are bumper to bumper. But that is not the city's fault. There's usually one Shlomo, you know, who doesn't go, you know, the person who's like, oh, it's a red light. Let me see what's on the floor of my car and underneath my seat. Let me check my makeup.
Right.
Let me read a book, you know.
Pluck my eyebrows.
Do my memoirs. Let me, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's always people not paying attention that mess it all up. So there should be, if the city's smart, a reminder. There should be a piercing noise when the light changes.
Oh, a piercing noise.
Yes, a piercing noise.
Like an air horn.
Yes.
In your car, in your steering wheel.
Well, they have the cameras, they have the sensors, they have the technology. So let's say the light changes to green. You get like a second and a half to start going. And if you don't, the piercing sound goes off. But it's aimed only at the front row. Only at the front row.
Then 3 more seconds till your car blows up.
I would like that.
Ugh.
That would be really cool. Only the debris would cause traffic.
Let me tell you, I don't think it's just other drivers. I don't think they're quite synced up properly.
Well, probably not.
Because I take 3rd Street every morning, and nobody else is on the road when I'm driving down here. And I mean, 9 times out of 10, it is working right, but there are some days that something is completely out of whack, and you get just stopped three or four times.
You know what's really annoying? At night when there's nobody out there, you know, when I come here, it's like usually about 2:30 when I leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going up that Sawmill Road there, and there's always this one light. You know, all of them are green.
Yeah.
Yep.
But there's this one for no apparent reason. There's nobody there that wants to go across.
No traffic just, coming in the opposing direction.
No.
You're just sitting, and you feel like an idiot. You're like, why am I sitting here?
Yeah, there ought to be a rule, a law, but they can't, you know, you can't trust people.